Chapter 14, Devotional 24, Going Before the Executive Committee. Be bold, plead your case. From Isaiah 43, verses 25 and 26, we learn, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Have you ever taken an issue all the way to the president's office? Perhaps it was a proposal to increase production, cut costs, reduce accidents, and improve safety, build employee morale, or resolve an employee grievance or complaint. I've had many of these opportunities as a management consultant and executive coach, but one of my first and most memorable was as a college student. During my senior year, I got a ticket for running a red light. I protested to the officer, but he kept on writing the ticket. Upset and determined, I set out to prove my innocence. I took the following steps. First, I measured the intersection. Second, I collected data using a stopwatch to time the duration of the yellow light. Third, I calculated the distance a car travels based on human response time and the speed limit. Fourth, I made numerous calculations and prepared my findings. After 2 weeks of preparation, I was ready to go before the judge. When he asked for my plea, I boldly declared my innocence. I proceeded to present the facts I gathered and closed with this statement. Based on these facts, Your Honor, I'm sure you can see I'm not guilty of this charge. I respectfully ask that you dismiss my case. Suddenly, I realized the judge was smiling. He looked at me and he said, I'm impressed with your efforts and I find you not guilty. And then he asked me several personal questions, and I answered each one. He concluded with, Good luck in school, Mr. Selman. I'm sure you will do well. And looking back, I can see that God was preparing me to come before him and the heavenly court to plead my case. Eternity in heaven or hell? Child of God, I encourage you to go confidently and boldly before the throne and plead your innocence based on the blood of Jesus and God's grace. Expect God to be smiling as he says, I find you not guilty. Lord, thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. Teach me to come boldly before your throne, thanking you for your grace and mercy. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.